Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to the last and final Daf of Maseches Chagiga, Daf Chav Zayin. We were holding right on top of the Amid. Let's just refer back for a moment to our Mishnah, where we learned that the Am Ya'aretz would be warned against touching the Shulchan for concern that they might be Matame, the Shulchan, but the question was, Shulchan is made of wood, a wooden kli, which is Osei L'Nachas, which is meant to remain in position. An immobile kli is not Matame. So why would the Shulchan be a concern? In any case, even if they touch it, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Says the Gemara, well, they used to actually pick it up and display it to the Oyle Regal, and look how fresh and warm the Lechem Apanim is throughout the week. This was a show of dearness, a chavivus, between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. We have constant energy flowing, we have a warm relationship. And therefore, it's no longer considered a kliyetz asal nachas. It's mobile, it's transportable, it's mekabel tumah. Why do we need that reason? In any case, it's not a kliyetz to begin with. It's coated with gold, and the coating is what determines. The plating is what determines the status and category of the kli. After all, that's what you're using. Using the outer surface, which is now gold, metallic. Says the Gemara. So the last three words of the Chavav HaMabez. Elo shani shulchan d'rachmana kariyetz. Typically, coating, plating is what sets the tone, but the shulchan, the Torah itself, the pasuk calls it eitz. Granting it special chashivas, granting the wood element within it special prominence, and it is labeled and categorized as such. It's a kli eitz. Dichsiv hamizbeach eitz. Mizbeach was made of wood. Shalosh amos gavoya, 3 amos high. Va'orkoi shtayim amos, 2 amos long. Umiktzoisav loy va'orka v'kiroisav eitz. All elements of the mizbeach, the miktzois, the legs and the length and the sideboard, everything was eitz. Vayidaber Eli, Zeh Shulchan Asher Lefnei Hashem. So this is meant to be the Shulchan. Shulchan, we just said Mizbeach. Pasach b'Mizbeach v'siyem b'Shulchan. Yecheskel starts speaking about a Mizbeach and then he describes it as a Shulchan. Two different things. Rabbi Yochanan v'Rish Lakish de'Amri Tavayu, they both explain as follows. The pasuk here is teaching us a profound lesson. Bizman shebeis hamikdash kaim, during the mikdash, mizbeach mechaper al adam. The mizbeach and the korbanos which were brought on the mizbeach are mechaper on a person. What do we do today? We have no mizbeach. Achshav, nowadays, shulchan shel adam mechaper alav, one's table upon which he eats. That brings about kapara. There are 3 pshatim in the mefarshim. Rashi says, b'achnasas orchem, because you invite people over. Of course, by adding divrei Torah as well, this is a Mishnah in Avos, right? That the Suda that encompasses divrei Torah, that elevates the experience, it makes it like a carbon. And others learn very simply, the eating itself, if it's L'shem Shemayim, it's like a carbon, because you're taking the gashmis material of that food and elevating it, making it Kaddish, bringing it up to Hashem, because it's there to serve Hashem as well, and therefore it is tantamount to a carbon. And that was the message put forth in this pasuk. We start with Mizbeach. During the Mikdash we had a Mizbeach, but nowadays it's been transformed, it's been sort of relocated, and our Shulchan takes place of the Mizbeach. By the way, that's where the concept of not sitting on a table, Shulchan is a Mizbeach. They bring from, I think, the Arizal, and they're meant to kill an insect on one's table because of this reason, has a din of a Mizbeach. Kol HaKelim Shebemikdash Yesh Nehem Shniim U'Shlishim. So all that came in the Mikdash, Yeshlem Shneem, they had backups, they had double backups, Shneem or Shlishim, just in case one becomes Tummy. The Mishnah concluded that all the came in the Mikdash are susceptible to Tumah, they are Makabal Tumah, except for 2, Mizbeach HaZov and Mizbeach HaNechoshes. So the 2 Mizbeachas, the interior one, the exterior one, they're not going to be Makabal Tumah, Kodesh Rabbelezer. Why? Mizbeach HaNechoshes, Dechsev Mizbeach Adom HaTasali. Although it was made of copper, but it was filled with earth, and the Torah calls it Adamah. Once the Torah labels it as a Mizbeach Adama, it has the din of Adama, and Adama is not Mekabel Tumah. Karka, earth, is not Mekabel Tumah. What about the Mizbeach HaZov, which was really just a golden utensil? Because the pasuk says, "Dichsiv ha-menoira ve-ha-mizbechos." We join, we sort of connect all the Mizbechos to one another. Iskush Mizbecha is Elazabi connected to Mizbecha, just like the outer Mizbecha had a din of Adoma, it's not Makamotum, and likewise the inner Mizbecha. This is Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Chacham responded with three words, which are cryptic words. Chacham, Emir Mepnei Shein Mitzupin. What is that meant to be? Because they were coated, because they were gold-plated, they're not Makabal Tumah. If anything, it's the other way around. Adarabba. You see, if it's a wooden kli, then perhaps there's room to think it's exempted from Tumah because it's a stationary kli. It's stuck in place, it's kli, it's ashal anachas. But if it's plated, if it's mitzupah with gold, it has it in like a metallic utensil, which would become tummy, even if it's lenachas. So why would sipui be a reason for tahara? If anything, it's a reason for tumah. It's a golden clay, it's a metallic utensil, which is makabo tumah, irrespective of its position and permanence. Adarabba, kivan the mitzupah nin, because they're coated mitzamah, that's reason for tumah, not for tahara. What do they mean, chacham? Ema, we'll explain like this. They're disagreeing. You're right. They're coming to be chaylik on Rabbi Elazar. You say it's tar based on the pasuk. V'chachamim mitamen v'pneishen mitzupin. They don't work with the pasuk, with the hekesh. Just the opposite. If it would be a kli eitz, then it's permanently stuck in place. It's kli eitz asal nachatz. It's not makabal tumah. But because it's coated and plated, it has now been relabeled, recategorized as a kli mateches, which is tamei, regardless of the fact that it's stuck in place. So according to this version of the Gemara, there's machlokes here. Regarding the Mizbeches, according to Rabbi Elazar, the Mizbeches are tor, according to Chachamim, they're tamei. Vibo yisem another pshat. They're not being chaylik on the halacha. They're agreeing with the halacha. Of course it's tor, but for a different reason. They're arguing on the mocha and the reason you're coming from a pasuk, otherwise it would seem like you would be metame these things. No. They're tahir regardless. You know why? Because they're made of wood. And even if they're coated, well, the Torah calls it kli eitz, as we just had in the pasuk. Mizbeach eitz, a shochan is eitz. Right? So the mizbeachas are considered wooden utensils, despite the fact that they're covered. The Torah apparently gives special prominence to its interior content, to its wood material. Another pshat, Rabbanon, l'Rabbi Elazar ka'amri. They were relating to Rabbi Elazar. Look, my daitich, why are you looking for a pasuk to present as the reason why the mizbeach is tor? Mishum de betzupin, because otherwise you would say, despite the fact that it's stuck in place, it would be tummy because it's no longer a kliyetz, it's covered with gold. We treat it like a klimateches. That's why we need a pasuk to say, no, Torah treats it as adam and it's tar. That's not a concern. Mivtal batal tzipuyin legabayu. The coating is batal to its content, to its wood content. Why? Because the Torah considers it a wooden kli, a mizbeach eitz. So it's batal, meaning we don't reckon with the exterior shell. We look at the wood content of this kli. And once it's a wooden kli, we go back to that halacha. Kli, it's asul nachas. Once it's meant to stay in position, it's not makabal tumah. Okay, so bottom line is, we have two ways to learn the Mishnah. Everything in the Migdash would require tefillah, is susceptible to tumah, except for mizbech hazav and mizbech nechoshes. According to Belezer, because we treat them like karka based on this pasuk. We're going to come back and say like this, according to version 1, they are disagreeing. They don't follow the drasha, just the opposite. They hold that it's coated with gold, we treat it like a metal kli, and it's mekabel tumah, irrespective of the fact that it's stuck in position. Because a metal kli does not have that precondition. Any metal kli is tummy. Whereas according to the second version of the Gemara, they agree in halacha. It's tar, but for a different reason. The reason why the mizbech is tar is because the Torah considers it a kli eitz, as we find in the pasuk. Therefore, we don't have to reckon with the coating, which is metal. And once it's a kli eitz, since it's meant to stay in position, kli eitz asur lenachas, not makabel tumah. So once we're on the topic of the Mizbeach Azov, Mizbeach Anachoshes, Omer Ravo, Omer Belazar. Talmidei Chachamim, Ein Ur Shol Gehinim Shilates Behen, the fire of Gehenim will not devour the Talmud Chacham. How do we know this? Kavachemim B'Salamandra. We learn a Kavachemim from this creature called Salamandra. Rashi says like this, it's five lines from the bottom. Salamandra is a special creature, a chaya, hanivreis min ha'ur. It's actually created from fire. K'sheboyerin eish b'mokam echad sheva shonim, tamid b'li hefzik. If you have a fire burning in one spot for 7 years straight, you'll end up with this salamandra creature crawling out. Yesterday my son suggested that we try it. Okay, so I'll let you know in 7 years what happens. So in any case, this salamandra provides the basis for our concept, for our lesson of the Talmud Chacham. This creature which is produced by fire, it forms a protection. It insulates a person from fire. Hasach medama, one who smears its blood on him, on himself. Ein ur shaletas boy, he'll be protected, he's insulated from all fire. In fact, actually we had a story back in the time of Chizkiah, so his father wanted to give him over to the Avodah Zarah to burn him, and his mother coated him with this insulator, this fire retardant material, this salamandra juice, and he was saved. So this is an interesting phenomenon that the thing created from fire sort of repels fire. Talmid Chachamim, Shekol Guf Anesh, Shonli Talmid Chacham, who are totally imbued and permeated with the fire of Torah, spiritual fire, Dechsiv, Haloi Koy, Devorai, Koeshnu Mashem, certainly they'll be protected, Allah has come Vakama. That fire, that spiritual fire, repels the fire of Gehenna. Amar Reish Lakish, in similar vein, any yid is protected, ultimately is protected from being devoured by Gehenna. Ein ur shall Gehenna sheletes v'poishi Yisrael, even the most severe sinners in Yisrael, they're not going to be completely consumed by Gehenna. Of course, they're somewhat affected, as Tosis in Erev and Yutes points out, the Talmud Chacham is completely protected, but the poishi Yisrael, they'll have to go through some sort of process again, but ultimately they come out on top. Kavachemim Mizbech HaZov. This is learned from Mizbech HaZov. Ma Mizbech HaZov she'en olav el ka'ivi dinor zov kama shanim ein ha'ur shaletes boy. Look at the Mizbech HaZov. It was a wooden structure coated with a thin layer of gold. Ka'ivi dinor zov, just a gold, the thickness of a coin, right? And Kama Shonim is going on for many years, and fires and fires. Eino Urshalet is by, the fire would not consume it, it stayed hold and intact. Poishi Yisrael, certainly the sinners of Yisrael, Shemalein Mitzvahs Kerimim, they're filled with mitzvahs like the pits of a rimon. And Farshim say, this is like the gold over the combustible and susceptible wood. Right? Wood is certainly flammable, but it's coated with this thin layer of repellent, of this gold. A poishi Yisrael, although perhaps he's deserving of Gehenna, but he's coated with Torah mitzvahs that form that protection around him. Certainly, ultimately, he'll survive the process. He'll come out on top. Tichsiv kepelach harimun rakasach. And we learn al tikir rakasach instead of rakasach, referring to a temple. Ella like reikasach. Ella reikanin shabach, that the reikanin are melein mitzvahs kerimun, as the mepharshim bring the gersa. So Rekanin, Shafila Rekanin, Shibach Malayan, Mrs. Karim, and even the empty ones amongst us are still filled and filled with mitzvahs. Which Jew doesn't do mitzvahs? And Achaz Kama Vakama, certainly, all those mitzvahs form a protective envelope around the person. Ultimately, he'll survive the Gehenna process and come out on top. Hadron Allah Chaymer Bakoydesh, Uslikala Masechas Chagiga, Hadron Allah Seder Mayat. It was really an honor and a privilege, a schus, to learn together this Masechta, which discussed Yomim Tovim, Tuma and Tahara, and we should be Zoicha, Bezus Hashem, Bekariv, to meet each other in Yerushalayim, Al Hazvachim, Al Hapsachim, bring our Oilas Chagiga, Oilas Re'iya, Shalmi Chagiga, Ki'ish Echad Chaverim, Mashiach Tzidkenu, Mehera B'Yameinu Amen. So we'll meet right around the corner. Maseches Yevamos, Bez Hashem. All the best to you and much, much hatzlach.
zoi sacho yiro ki hi ilanu ois di yo yiro ois di yo yiro no gil de no sis de zoi sacho yiro ki hi ilanu ois di yo yiro I know gil de no sis de zoi sacho yiro ki hi ilanu ois di yo yiro ois di yo yiro no gil de no sis de zoi sacho yiro ki hi ilanu ois di yo yiro I told you, no, you didn't know what's in the soil.